How do I own my awesome? I say it starts with self-love. I just start with self-love. I say, you know what? Besides being enough, I love me. I'm beautiful. I'm strong. There is nothing I can't try. And if I didn't accomplish it, no problem. That I can make another try or another turn or another left. It's not like a forever, it's just a moment. But I really take ownership of me.
Welcome to Reinvention Rebels, stories of brave and unapologetic women 50 to 90 years young who have boldly reinvented life on their own terms to find new purpose and possibilities. I'm your host, Wendy Battles. Ready to kick your fears to the curb, do it scared, and step into who you are meant to be in midlife and beyond? These amazing women. These reinvention rebels can help light your reinvention path. Come join us and let's get inspired together. Hey, reinvention rebels, it's your host, Wendy. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome aboard if you are a new listener to the Reinvention Rebels podcast, and welcome back to all of my regulars and people who are ready for some inspiration about what's possible in midlife and beyond as we reinvent, as we explore, as we uncover and welcome in new possibilities. And the thing I always remember is that I have failed so many times in my life. I've tried things, they haven't worked out, which of course was like totally devastating. But I also learned really important lessons from those failures. I'm guessing maybe you have done the same thing too. And that is part of that experience of life, right? Is that we try new things, some things work, some things don't. We learn from them and then we apply that learning. And that is so much of what we do when it comes to reinvention. We lean into what lights us up. We get some information, we look within for inspiration, and then we step out, sometimes on faith, to try to figure out what that next big thing is, or a little thing even. So I'm really glad you're here today because we are talking in today's episode with my amazing guest, Regina, who I'll introduce you to in just a couple of moments. But we're talking a lot about her reinvention journey, what she's learned, and how she continues to apply that learning. But first, I have to ask you, did you listen to last week's episode? I did a quick hit solo episode. It was all about unpacking our theme for this season, Own Your Awesome, beginning to really think about what does that mean and how do we begin to own our awesome? And I talk about my personal experiences with that. As I said, it ups and downs. So I'm linking to it in the show notes. I really recommend you give this a quick listen. It's perfect for going out for a little walk, getting your steps in, take a listen to this episode. All right, let's get to our main attraction for today, my friend Regina. She is amazing, and we had such a great conversation. I can't wait for you to listen in. Today, you are in for a treat. At 60, Regina Young, a podcaster and midlife influencer, continues to reinvent herself and create new possibilities. From launching her podcast during the pandemic, to building an online community, to collaborating with a women's clothing line, she's finding ways to be both of service to others and demonstrate just how awesome midlife can be. Let's lean into how she's doing it, what she's learned, and what she sees in her future as a reinvention rebel. Regina Young, welcome to the Reinvention Rebels guest chair.
Thank you, Wendy. We did it. I am so excited to be here. I mean, this is my favorite part. I love Reinvention Rebels. I'm a Reinvention Rebel, and I'm just glad to be here. So thank you.
It is my pleasure to have you in the guest chair. And yes, you are a Reinvention Rebel, Regina. We're going to talk all about how you've reinvented yourself in just a couple moments. But I wanted to tell the audience a little bit of the backstory, because
absolutely,
we've been talking, girl, for like almost a year.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And we were introduced by this mutual friend, Angel Cornelius.
Yes.
Who said, I think you guys should like connect and interview each other. You both are doing amazing things in midlife. And
yes,
I know it took a while for us to get to, but here we are. And so happy. So happy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It, you know what? When you're busy people, you know, it may take a moment, but, you know, it's going to happen because of just being persistent. Like, we knew there's a connection there, and it's just a matter of finding that timing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's funny you mentioned persistence, because I think persistence is one of those key things about midlife, about reinventing ourselves. And I really want to start by asking you this question about how you've reinvented yourself during midlife. How have you done that, and how has it unfolded?
Wow, great question. You know how I reinvented myself, and I've kind of have to say my story is a little bit unusual. I've kind of traveled a unconventional path, let's say. You know, I've always danced to my own tune. It's just one of those things.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know there's traditional things you should do. I did go to college and all that stuff, but I just chose what would make me happy. And sometimes the path may end, and I was willing to let go of what the past looked like and try on a new, let's say, boot or a new outfit or a new shoe or a new hat. And that was, you know, one of the things. I started off doing modeling. That was one of my things, modeling in New York. I mean, literally making it to the top.
Wow.
You know, agencies. Yeah.
That is,
you know,
so cool.
Yeah, a lot of fun. It did take a little bit of something, 15 years worth of something.
Wow.
So, and you know, and at the same time, I worked for pharmaceutical companies. So it's kind of like, oh, she's pretty, but she's smart. And I never let that define me. It was just like, that's just what I'm doing. It's not who I'm being. Who I'm being is myself. And at every time or every moment, I could choose something else. Now, if it was my identity, I probably wouldn't be able to do that. So that was one of the things. So when my modeling career, I chose to stop, got married, all that stuff. I said, okay, well, I think the corporate should take over now. And so that's exactly what it did. It took over. And I was like, okay, well, that works. But then eventually, you know, life happens.
Yeah.
You know, a company sells, whatever, a job is lost. And I never let that stop. So what I did was I said, okay, well, let me do some entrepreneurial stuff. I've got a skill set, no problem. Transforming, willing to see if it fits in this other genre, sure. And that is the other thing when I reinvented myself. And then when the pandemic hit, that's when the truth kicks in. I think that's when the metal hit the road,
yeah,
or whatever that
is.
And I said, you know what? What is this something that I always wanted to do? Okay, I'm a little older. I get it. But that's not going to define me. Remember, it's not my identity. It's just who I'm being, is a woman who's growing into her prime.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that's happening. So I was like, okay. And I had been thinking about that wonderful experience I had where at one of the pharmaceutical companies, I met another lady. She was going through menopause like I was, and we were thinking, oh, we should quit. Look, it's just, I'm like, oh my gosh, I think the faulty thinking has gotten me like so far from the mark. If this high ticket, you know, they demand so much of you. And it's just like the faulty thinking was working by talking to her, because we were safe people. We deemed ourselves safe people at work, because you can't tell everybody all that, you know.
Right.
And we just started having tea at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and sharing what we were doing. And it ended up working out that that made me feel like I was a part of something. I was a part of a tribe. I wasn't alone, suffering alone, doing it alone. And so I had made up my mind, oof, I'm going to create a community. And the clearing of the pandemic made that happen. So I just happened to had no experience about podcasts, had no experience about anything around this area, but I had made a choice. I said, okay, I can learn. Remember, I still have that skill set that I'm clear is, you know, transferable. So
yeah.
So that's what ended up happening. I started the podcast and started with my friends and, you know, extraordinary friends, a lot of people who have done transformational work as well. So it was a lot of great things. And then before you know it, I said, even though it's not pretty, I'm going to just get started.
I love
it. And that's all that happened.
Yeah.
Just get started.
Which is half the key, I think, is to just decide you're going to do it. And even though it might not be perfect, perfect is better than not at all. And
exactly.
You went for it. I think it's really interesting hearing your story, hearing the different places where you've reinvented yourself over time, from a model to the corporate world to beginning to envision I'm in midlife now and my needs are changing. One theme that I hear in what you're saying, Regina, is that you're very open to possibilities.
And, very, very, yes, yes.
And it feels to me like when we can be open like that, when we can invite things in, it doesn't
Absolutely.
Have to be so hard.
No, it doesn't have to be so hard. But I think it's important that you get that it may not always start from the place of being open. Just curious is good enough. Just be curious. That's good enough. You can start from curious. Because open, because I am a person that can be like, you know, once I'm not set in my ways, but once I've figured out a formula, let me just stick with it. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
But I am curious about learning something new. I'm a continuous learner. So that is the key.
So I think that's interesting about curiosity, because curiosity is one of those things I think of when I think of Reinvention Rebels, that they are curious souls, that they want to learn and grow. They want to know about the world around them. And you really embody this idea of reaching out, building these connections, finding your tribe. And I think that there's so many things that we can gain when we're open to doing this and we're curious. I'm really interested in what the biggest lesson that you've learned has been since you reinvented in midlife, since you started the podcast and built this community. What's something really impactful about this journey that resonates with you?
Something that's really impactful is it doesn't have to look pretty from the very beginning. You know, we probably have enough evidence to prove that we can do things. Mm-hmm. But once we start something new, we expect to be good at it right away. I insist, you know, and it's like, no, it's got to look a little messy. And you may have to give yourself enough grace to let it happen. Let it happen, you know, and that's the thing. And that's a choice. And when you make that choice, you give yourself grace. And most of all, you empower yourself to win.
That's
the key.
That's so true. And that idea of grace, because I think women especially, we tend to be really hard on ourselves and self-critical. Why didn't I think of that? Why didn't I do that? Why isn't it perfect? We can get stuck in that perfectionism.
Exactly.
At the expense of our joy and moving forward and taking some risks. So I like how you said that you just got to do it. You got to get out there. You got to get started.
Exactly.
And you'll figure it out.
That's really the key, is you'll figure it out. And if you can't figure it out, guess what? My favorite saying is learn something new. Clearly, what you currently know got you where you are right now. Invite people in who are experts into your world, or go, you know, ask for a mentor, someone who is three steps ahead of you. That's all. Just three steps. Don't need 10. Three is good. And keep it moving. I always say the ocean wave don't stop for no one. It just pushes you down or it moves you along. So choose which one you're going to use. And I like an ocean wave to push me along. Or I can just keep walking and the ocean just works with me. That's good enough. Mm,
I like that. The ocean just works with you. So this idea of a little something that can buttress you, support you, help you move forward, even in gentle ways. It doesn't have to be this whole team of people, because I think sometimes when we embark on this idea of I want to reinvent myself, whether it's in a tiny way or a big way, it can seem daunting. And right. And so what I hear you saying is that if we just get a little bit of help to move us forward.
That's it.
Right? That
it could be a course. It could be a coach. It can be a book. You know, one of the books that I did co-author and is an Amazon bestseller is Overcoming Mediocrity, Unstoppable Women. And that book is 20 stories of women who just was not going to let life tell them what they're going to do. They chose something and they kept moving. And they kept walking. I mean, I tell my story of being divorced the first time. Now, a lot of women, you know, can be stopped dead in their tracks off one divorce. But I've been divorced twice. Never stop progress, because I know that I was somebody's wife, someone's lover, someone's whatever that is. But guess what? That's not all I am.
Right.
That's the key. It's just not. Yeah, it's like understanding that at that time you were being something, but you could choose something else and be that as well, isn't it?
Yeah, you really can. And it's interesting that you tell this story about being divorced not once but twice, you know, some of the challenges that you've experienced, because it says to me that you're very resilient. That you're able
very
to
great, very
right,
great.
But you're able to move forward. How have you built your resilience through not just divorces, but just life's challenges? How have you built that? And what advice do you have for people that are listening that, you know, are working on that, on building that muscle?
Yeah, it takes something. Now, keep in mind, I've done a lot of self-development and leadership courses too as well. I had it that I could be the best me I could possibly be. So I can't wallow in whatever did or didn't work. I can't keep playing the tape over and over again. I'm going to have to put that down, and I'm going to have to choose something. And I think my resilience comes from constantly choosing something, staying agile, and having a, you know, I'm going to be the best me because I love me enough to do something different.
Are you thinking, I'll have some of what she's having? Reinvention Rebels are amazing, as you can hear from our discussion. They've put themselves first, decided their dreams matter, and are taking action. They have unleashed their inner rebel and are living on purpose in midlife. Are you ready to start putting yourself first and embark on your midlife dreams, focused on what you want, not others' ideas of what you should do? Come check out my new audio course, Midlife Reinvention from the Inside Out, 8 Essentials to Greenlight Your Life. I share my roadmap to get you started on your reinvention journey with the key components you need to navigate detours and get on the road to smooth reinvention sailing. Sis, it is time to give yourself the green light to shine in midlife and crush those dreams of yours with joy and purpose. Join today and let's reinvent and get inspired together. Details are in the show notes. I really like that. You're going to choose, you're choosing you.
Yes.
Which is everything. When we make that decision that I am enough, that I'm important enough, that what I want matters.
Yes. Yes.
I think that so much of that is the key to me, because I see how, as women, we often put others first. It's part of how we're socialized, how we're brought up. It's just sort of how we are, you know, learned to be. And while there are good things about that, it often is at the expense of what we need for that self-development that you're talking about. So I want to hear that you've been very motivated to work on developing yourself in different ways.
Very true. And that's why I always feel like in midlife, it's important to not just develop yourself career-wise. You have to develop yourself personally. that is a choice. And I keep falling back on choice because it all starts with a choice, you know, choice to not just have life keep pushing you along, a choice to let go of the past, a choice to, you know, learn something new, stay agile. You know, it's all a choice. So first you got to start with a choice, and then you have to say there is still more life to live and I choose me. And whoever falls into my space, oh my gosh, they're getting a well-cooked cake and now they must be icing.
I love that. But I think that that says something so powerful though. When you say we always have a choice, and I'm choosing certain things that will help me develop and become who I want to be. And doing all those things means I'm choosing myself. I feel like that's the key to me in midlife to what I feel like is this sense of freedom.
Yes.
That I didn't have when I was younger, where I was always, you know, worried about what other people thought and what if I do this and second guessing myself. But
yes.
The thing I feel like that's different is this sense of freedom. And you know, honestly, Regina, I think we can always continue to develop. Like, I feel like...
Fair to say.
There's still so much personal development I can do and I want to do and, you know, things I want to delve into and still try to figure out to...
Yes.
But I think when we get on that path, though, of that, you know, awakening, what I like to say is awakening to ourselves. That's what you're talking about. You're awakening.
Yes.
You've already done it. You've already awakened to yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's fair to say. Yeah. And I think that's the point what midlife is choosing yourself and awaken yourself to all the possibilities that you create for yourself. Now, like I said, if someone else is in your space, that's great. But, you know, you have to give yourself that opportunity to expand and grow, because you'll, you know, the time of looking for someone else to make you happy is probably not the best formula. You know, you have to make you happy first. And it, you know, I know there's a lot of sacrifices before midlife, but this is your turn in midlife. And this is a saying I say, and I know it sounds pretty different, but if it ends tomorrow, were you happy?
Yes. Exactly. I think that, and that's such a compelling question to ask ourselves, because I think that can encourage us, move us into action, the action that you're talking about, like the just do it, get started.
Yes.
And sometimes we need that level of self-reflection to think about, am I happy?
Yeah.
Am I living with regrets? Or what would it look like if I was living a regret-free life?
Yes. That is huge.
Because I don't want to be waiting, like thinking, oh, one day when I, you know, we've all done that before, but.
Yeah, someday.
Right? Yeah. But to make that choice that I'm ready to do something different or take that leap. And because I think that even when we take a leap, it could be in the safest way. It doesn't have to be, you know, you can take baby steps. You can take bigger steps. You can find your rhythm, your own rhythm.
Yeah, that's fair to say. And I remember with the podcast, when you were on Tea Time Midlife Edition podcast, you had said something to the effect of you don't have to move across country. You could just do, you know, baby steps from where you sit, where you're standing right now, right now.
Exactly. Exactly. And I know that one of my friend, Natalie, do you know Natalie Wester?
Don't think I know her offhand.
Okay, well, Natalie, you need to follow Natalie, who is retired, rewired, inspired. That's her on Instagram. She lived in Cleveland and moved to Portugal to retire and is living her best life in Portugal.
Oh, wow.
Like this amazing life. And to your point, she made some sacrifices. She you know, downsized. She moved into a smaller apartment. She saved money because she retired early. So she had to make some lifestyle changes, but it was all moving toward this goal she had to reimagine midlife. And for her, it meant moving to another country. And I just really like her story because it reminds me that we all have a way we can do it that works for us. And everyone, as you pointed out, we all have a different way we're going to do it. My way isn't your way, et cetera. Yep. But when we can find that groove and figure out how we can do that, then, oh my goodness, so much possibility, so much possibility.
Yeah. And it seems like the universe flows with you because you're in your flow. The key is you're moving to find your flow, your rhythm. And once you're in it, all of a sudden there's some kind of momentum that comes in the back end and pushes you along. Because, you know, I wasn't expecting four seasons. You know, when I first started the pandemic, I was just like, 1 year of legacy would be good enough for me with the podcast. That was it. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, we're at season four. I'm like, wow. Okay, that's momentum. That has that's not all me. It can't be.
Exactly. And I know just what you mean, how momentum, it will grow. And you know, when we have that intention, so I think for midlife women that are like, I'm not sure where to start, just get that idea. When you get that spark, when you learn into your curiosity, lean into your curiosity, as you mentioned, you get a little spark of, "Ooh, I'm interested in X." And I think that when you then make an intention around it and start like telling trusted people, et cetera, that's how it can grow organically, that one thing can lead to the next that is going to help us plant those seeds and then see it blossom, whatever that thing is.
Absolutely. Once you speak to other people, you can't hide anymore.
No.
There's no hiding. They know. So if you need that kind of motivation, or you need that kind of support or community, then that's why you tell other people. Because some people are like, you know what, I'm going to do this. I really am, you know, and it's like this time I'm going to, you know, muscle my way through. And in reality, it helps to have some support or community, cheerleader, whatever that is that you need, that you know when you're not quite buying in today, that they ask the question. I remember when I was writing the chapter for the book, it was like, I'm not a really big writer. It's not that I can't write. It's just that I knew I needed some other support. So another gal as well, we just started, you know, getting together at 6 a.m, doing an hour. And before you know it, it was just like, oh, that was the support I needed. And that was the support she needed. And we both got to the other side. So yeah, you got to reach out for support, because if you could have done it before by yourself, you would have already.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I think that's such a great elixir for this idea of I'm scared and I'm not sure what to do.
Yes.
Find your person, whoever that is, whether they are someone that you can see in person or it's on Zoom, it's someone at work, whatever. But I think that when we have our support network, what I like to call my Reinvention Dream Team, those people that have my back, are really encouraging, they want to see me shine, I can trust them with my dream, they're as bought in as I am, that is such a great way to kind of take that baby step to move forward. And the kind of person that can, because you know how some days you're like, oh gosh, I just don't know, you start to doubt yourself, no matter how confident we are, we all have days where we wonder, am I doing the right thing? Does this make sense? It made sense last week, but now I'm like really not sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And those people can.
Yeah. It's, you know, we have our own self, you know, sabotage in place. So, you know, but that's why you have to, you don't have to do anything, but it really helps to have somebody else. Because in your head, you can talk yourself into something. You can talk yourself right back out of it.
Oh, yes, you can. Yes, you can. You said it. You said it. Regina, this season, the theme is own your awesome. Own your awesome. Mm. And you're someone that really speaks to me about that. You've stepped into the light in this very bold and dynamic way. I'm really curious, how are you leaning into how awesome you are? How do you own your greatness?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. Oh, wow. How do I own my awesome? I say it starts with self-love. I just start with self-love. I say, you know what? Besides being enough, I love me. I'm beautiful. I'm strong. There is nothing I can't try. And if I didn't accomplish it, no problem. That I can make another try or another turn or another left. It's not like a forever. It's just a moment. But I really take ownership of me. And I think that's the number one thing. You know, I'm not scared of me, because that's a real thing. Because some people can be scared of their greatness that they literally try to stay small forever. Mm-hmm. And so I just take ownership of myself and say, God, I truly am enough. And I trust in my skill and my ability to learn and be a continuous learner. So that means what I don't know, I'm willing to acknowledge I don't know it, but I'm willing to learn, to grow. And most of all, If I didn't get it right, I'm not scared to say I didn't get it right. Because if you hide with, you're holding something back, if you're hiding that you're awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really it. And I just don't choose to do that.
I love your attitude about that. I love how you're approaching it. I love this idea of self-love, that you just love yourself and you know that you're very mm-hmm. capable. And mm-hmm. at the same time, I heard you talk about, I can have a do-over. It's okay if I'm wrong. I can mm-hmm. refresh, mm-hmm. restart, which I feel like is such a key part of a reinvention journey, because it's not just, I'm going to get to this one destination. I feel like we're always reinventing and reimagining. And, you know, we might go along on that road and we get to that destination for a while, but then we grow in other ways and we continue on that journey as we reinvent ourselves. And you're such a great example of that.
Ah, cheers. No, I love the owning your awesome. That is just like, I'm excited for your season because a lot of women need to share how awesome they are and share with other women. If you see another woman being awesome, hey, let her in on it because she may not know.
Exactly. And I think this idea that you mentioned earlier that sometimes we play small or we're afraid to get out there in that big way, but I think that when we see examples, when we see the Regina Youngs of the world and we see the confidence that you have and that, you know, you're still figuring it out too. We can be confident. We can love ourselves. We can still sometimes stumble and get back up. And as you said, and continue on that path. And I think it is very empowering when we can see other women who are shining and owning their awesome like you're doing. And it makes it, then it reminds me, okay, I can do it too. I can do it my own way.
Exactly. It's not a competition thing, because I know women can be so competitive even at midlife. Who would think? You would think by now you'd have settled down and got into your own stride, but that may not always be the case. So yeah, no, I always say acknowledge if a person is doing themselves and they're doing it well, be willing to say, hey, you're working at it, girl. You're making this happen. I love it. And that just encourages you, you know?
Exactly. And I don't think we can ever have too much encouragement in this difficult, challenging, you know, not always hopeful world. So I love something that encourages me. I love something, you know, and I love seeing other women, to your point, shine and seeing them do well. And that makes me happy. That makes me happy.
Yeah, that's that midlife shine thing that I love to say. Oh, I like to see women doing their midlife shine, where they're just shining and owning their themselves.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think when we can do that, that's something powerful. As we're wrapping up, I know that people that are listening are like, ooh, I really like Regina. She's got so many amazing things to say, and she is so confident. She is full of self-love, and I want some of that too. How can I get some of that Regina vibe in my life? So, of course, everyone will want to know about where they can find you, your podcast, social media. What are the best ways?
Absolutely. So one thing I do is I do Linktree / Tea Time Midlife. So that has it all. It starts off with the one tab on Tea Time Midlife Edition, goes directly to the podcast. The second one is about the book, Overcoming Mediocrity, Unstoppable Women. And then the final tab, it has to do with Amazon.com/shop/ TeaTimeMidlife.com, because I do have a influencer shop for midlife people. You know, like if there's something you want that's special, and I've selected some things that would be great for you in midlife, you know, from oils to ointments to, you know, products that you actually need as a person, from, you know, feet rubbers or whatever that is, because that's realistic. You know, we don't need the latest, biggest, you know, something. We need something that actually helps our body stay from inflammation and pamper ourselves, you know, that is actually going to make a difference. So it's usually herbally driven. So
Yeah.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And all of
And of course I have teas. Hello, oh, Tea hello, Time Midlife Edition.
Hello. Oh my gosh.
Teas out of the wazoo on Amazon.
Oh, I love it. I'm a tea person, so I'm going to have to go check that out. And I should have even had a cup of tea for our conversation.
Yes, I do.
That's what's missing.
I have one today.
I will say I've had multiple cups today, so I love it.
I understand.
It. I love it.
Yeah. It's Linktree, that's linktr.ee/ tea time, TEATIME, midlife, MIDLIFE. And that's where you'll find it all.
Wonderful.
Linktree.
That's wonderful. And that will be in the show notes so people can easily find you and check out all that you're doing, all your line of products and your podcast and the community. Because if I'm not mistaken, I think you also have a Facebook group. You know, you're on Instagram and also Facebook group?
And I do have, a Facebook group, and it's a Tea Time Midlife Edition community. So, yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Regina Young, I cannot thank you enough for gracing me with your presence, for sharing your infinite wisdom about midlife and really concrete things we can do to navigate it with more ease and joy.
That is it. Thank you so much. I adore you. So thank you.
It's mutual. It is mutual. And I am just so excited to have you here and to share our episode in season 6. Regina is full of wisdom, right? And so many experiences where things didn't work out and she tried something new. She got divorced twice. She kept on going. She continues to find new possibilities to grow and learn. She started her beautiful podcast, Tea Time Midlife Edition. So there's no expiration date for reinventing ourselves. We can always do it in new ways, in inventive ways. We can get creative. We can ask for help. We touched on that and the importance of not going it alone. There's so much more we can do with the help of others. And when we can overcome that sometimes limited mentality about, I just have to keep forging forward myself, but instead invite in help, it's amazing how it can really light us up as we reinvent, and it can make it so much more fun. And seriously, who doesn't want more fun, right? Along that journey and joy. So I really, really loved this episode. I loved what Regina had to say. And it reminds me that we have to sometimes step out of our comfort zone. What did Regina do? She stepped outside of what was comfortable. She did a lot of self-exploration. She leaned into self-development. She sought help. There's a lot of different ways we can get to this destination of our reinvented self. And part of it is getting started, right? We have to get started somehow. And I invite you to download my free gift, 5 questions to spark your curiosity and inspire your reinvention rebel journey. Because that's it. We need that spark of inspiration to get us out of the starting gate. That's often the hardest part. Once we get out of there, then we can start taking some baby steps. But this is a great 7-minute audio with 5 really good questions to get you thinking, get you motivated, get you inspired to think about what could be for you. Just like Regina figured it out and I figured it out and honestly continue to figure it out because we're never done reinventing. There is no expiration date. It's just continuing with that process. And this free download will help you do just that. So I am linking to it in the show notes. I can't wait for you to take a listen and get started thinking about how now is the time. Not tomorrow, not next week, not 5 months from now. It's right now. Let's do this. And you know what else? I can't wait until the next episode with my friend Tanya, who is so cool. She's got a very, very interesting reinvention story. I'll start teasing it in a couple weeks, but I can't wait for you to listen. Until next time, Rebels, keep owning your awesome and shining your light The world needs you and all that you have to offer. Are you tired of waiting for someday? Feel like you're too old or it's too late to reinvent yourself? Unsure of how you'd even get started on the path to midlife reinvention? I'm here to help. As your guide on the side and host of the top 2% globally rated Reinvention Rebels podcast, I've been around the reinvention block a lot. Here's a simple way you can get started. Sign up for my free audio, 5 questions to spark your curiosity and inspire your Reinvention Rebel journey. It all starts with getting curious about what's possible. And I've got 5 questions to help tease out some very cool ideas. Let's get started. Details are in the show notes.